Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now it is time for the prank phone call with the nephew. What you got, Nev?
D-P-C-A. D-P-C-A. Dead Person Collection Agency.
Oh, I can't stand it.
See, like, if you owe somebody that has passed away, if you owe them somebody, that don't mean you don't owe them no more. This is an agency that will come after someone has passed and collect on this one. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
This is D-P-C-A. That's all I'm saying. Cat dog, if you hood, let's get this money.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Daryl, please.
Is he?
Hi, Daryl. This is Tony with DPCA. We wanted to give you a call. How you doing today?
What's the company?
DPCA.
Well, what would that mean?
DPCA is a Dead Person Collection Agency. We actually collect money from those that have been that are deceased, but people still owe them. Are you familiar with Carlton who passed away 6 months ago?
I know him. Yes, he's a good dude. But what do you want from me, though?
Okay, it's been brought to our understanding that you actually owed Mr. Carlton Fisher $1,200. Is that correct?
Nah. What are you talking about?
Okay, so let me get a clear understanding here. You actually worked with Mr. Carlton Fisher, correct?
Facts, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So have you borrowed money from Mr. Carlton Fisher before?
Why are you asking though?
I'm asking you a clear question, sir. Have you borrowed money from Mr. Carlton Fisher before?
I don't feel like I should answer though. It's none of your business though.
No, it is my business because I'm with the collection agency and it's been brought to our attention that you owe $1,200 to him.
I don't know what you're talking about. And you didn't even send me no letter, so I don't even know what's going on.
I'll repeat myself again, sir. My name is Tony.
Did you send me a letter, though?
I haven't sent you a letter. I'm
so
Tony.
I don't know why you called me then if you don't send me no letter, though.
Okay, sir, you owe this money to Mr. Fisher.
I don't understand. You didn't send me no letter, though, and then you're going to call me, though. That doesn't make no sense.
Okay, so here's the deal, sir. If you don't pay the $1,200, we will come and take something. We will confiscate something of the same value. So I'm letting you know
that. You won't even send me no letter, though. If you do that, I'll call the police because you didn't send me no letter, though. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm hearing what you're saying, sir. But at the end of the day...
Now, you're not hearing what I'm saying, though. You shouldn't even be talking to me right now. You got to send me a letter, though. That's how it is with bills. You did not inform me anything. Right?
Sir, you owe the $1,200, sir. We both know that.
You're skipping a step right now, though. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You're infringing
it,
right
it
now.
It doesn't matter about the step, sir. You know what you owe. And I'm just going to let you know. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I'm going to let you know this. We will come and confiscate something of the same value.
I'll let you know first, though. You cannot do anything without sending a letter. You did not send me no letter. You didn't send me no nothing, though. You called me. You harassed me right about now without even sending me no letter. I was saying, like, this is the deal. This is what happened. This is when it's due. yada, yada. You didn't even do that shit.
Okay, so let me say this to you. We do know that you have a 2017 pickup truck. We do.
Now, you threaten me? You threaten me?
I'm letting you know we're picking up something of the same value or more, okay?
You threaten me now. That's bullshit. Threaten me now. You ain't even send me no letter. You just call me up saying, like, I owe you now. You ain't even give me no date. Like, this makes no sense, though.
Sir, this is DPCA. This is what we do. If someone passes away.
I don't care. You're a government agency. You should be sending me a letter.
Sir, you owe Mr. Fisher $1,200. He's now deceased. We are going to collect this money, or we're going to collect something of the same
value. But what I'm saying is you skipped a step. You did not inform me that I owed money to him. You just tell me right now on the phone. You should also send a letter, though.
Sir, do you want to send us the money, or do you want me to pick up
your truck? I don't even know what you're talking about, though. Are you talking about my truck? You talking about my truck? No. We're not doing that. No, you're not touching my truck right about now. You know what I'm saying now? Yo, that's it. We done. If you come my truck, I'm going to with you. You hear me? What I'm saying? I don't care what your...
It's $1,200.
Yo. I'm telling you right now, you didn't send me no letter. Now I'm angry. Now you going to turn your truck? You come at me, I'm going to come at you hard. You know what I'm saying? Baseball bat, all that. Don't f*** with me. You got to jump. I'll jump you. Y'all take your truck. You hear me? You'll stay the f*** away from me.
Sir.
I'm not playing right now.
I'm not playing either, sir.
Are you registered? Are you listening, though?
I'm listening to you. Are you listening to me? You're the person that owns...
You don't know the type of dude I am, man. You sound mad comfortable right about now. Good. Don't be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm going to let you know this. If I don't get this money by today, then you might as well start not sleeping at night, because there's a strong possibility your car might not be there in the morning.
What? Say that again.
Your car, I'm saying it as clear as possible, sir. $1,200 or your car, your truck, may not be there in the morning. This is your call.
Do you want to be there after the next morning, though?
What are you trying to say? What are you trying? No, tell me what you're trying to say.
What you hear? What you heard? What you heard from me?
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, don't f*** with me, dude.
When can we expect the $1,200?
I'm telling you right about now. Don't f*** with my car. I'm done with that shit, all right? I'm done with you. Don't f*** with my car. Don't f*** with my car. Don't f*** with my car. Don't f*** with you. Don't call me back, all right? I'm done.
Mother hung up. Call him back, man. Who you think you hanging up on, man?
You call me again?
You're damn right. I'm calling you again. I'm waiting on the $1,200. Okay?
I told you this. Now you're getting me angry, though. I told you this. Don't call me, all right? Send me the letter. You don't send me the letter? Now you're talking about taking my truck? I'll f*** you up.
Okay.
Dead ass.
Okay.
I'll f*** you up.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I tell you what.
I'm going to let Tommy come get the truck. Who? I don't know who Tommy is. Which Tommy? Tommy who?
Tommy. Tommy, baby. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your boy Trevor at your job got me to prank phone call you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. Oh, always be listening to y'all too, man. Damn.
I got you.
I hope my parole officer ain't hearing this. I hope my parole officer ain't hearing right now, man. Brother.
You on parole?
No comment.
Okay, all right. There you go. I tell you what, this is the only comment I want. Tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land, baby? Give it to me. Who is it?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all a bunch of crazy motherfuckers.
And there you have it. DPCA, Dead Persons Collection Agency. All right, y'all already know. December 28th, the nephew is coming to Washington, D.C. That's right. It is called the New Year's Comedy Jam, even though it is December 28th. Tickets are on sale right now. We got Lance Woods, Red Grant, Tony Roberts, Bruce, Lou Nail, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. The Dog Constitution Hall. Yeah.
My man.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.